Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker behind the glass. Sue Shillington on the updates. Playing some Gabe Kapler cuts from the end of the season. And I'll tell you what's going to be weird. It's going to be weird not having, like, the Mark Sarris have the Gabe Kapler soundboard. He was one of the more unique people in sports, just to, like, play a funny sound. I doubt Buck Showalter or who knows, Dusty Baker. Probably not going to have that same kind of feel, Tucker.
Who was more quotable, Gabe Kapler or Chip Kelly?
Gabe Kapler. Well, Gabe Kapler was more like soundbitey. Chip had some good quotes.
Chip, I thought, was like more snarky. Like his wit was much quicker than Gabe Kapler. Gabe Kapler just said some outlandish things.
Gabe was more thorough and just tried to be nice and positive all the time. Chip is more of biting kind of humor or it was just a jerk sometimes to people. I know he's your guy, but a jerk sometimes to people. All right. Every Thursday, we've debuted a new segment here the last couple of weeks. It has instantly become one of WIP's most popular and most listened to segments, 7:20, 30-ish on Thursday nights. I put it up there with anything on the station. What would you say? Doug Peterson with Angelo, Gabe with Angelo. Some of the things that Markston Rhys and DeCameron Ritchie do. And I also would put up Tucker versus the Dancer with any segment on WIP right now. And we always are joined by one of the dancers from Cheerleaders. Tonight we'll have Lotus, who joined us last week from Cheerleaders, Philadelphia's Premier Gentlemen's Club. She's with us to go head-to-head versus Tucker. NFL picks. We do three games each week. And right now, as Lotus joins us, the dancers from Cheerleaders combined are 4-2 on the season. Meanwhile, Tucker is 2-4. Lotus, you and your colleagues over at Cheerleaders are just destroying Tucker here.
It's a great feeling.
It should be, because the NFL expert around here is not a producer at WIP. It's you. I mean, how does that make you feel?
Pretty great. Don't think it's a bad thing at all.
I don't think, and you know what? My guess is it's going to continue, because I don't trust Tucker's picks at all. All right, Lotus, let's do it. Let's get into the picks for this week. I'll give you the games, tell you the spread, the line on it. You tell me your choice. Let's start with tonight, Lotus. It's the New York Giants going up to New England. Take on Tom Brady and the Patriots. And the line on this game is the Patriots are favored by 17.5. The Patriots have to win by 18 if you're backing them. Otherwise, you get the Giants plus 18 points. What do you think about tonight?
I think this is actually an interesting matchup. It'll be a lot of fun to watch. I think the Patriots will win, but I'm going to have to go with the Giants. Maybe they'll make it a lot closer than everyone thinks.
All right, yeah, it's one of the biggest, I think, the biggest line they've ever faced in history of that franchise. So it is a big one. So Giants plus 17.5 for game number one for Lotus. Game two, let's go to Monday Night Football. We'll end with the Eagles. We'll start with the Monday Night Football next, Lotus. The Lions versus the Packers in Green Bay. The Packers are favored by 4.5 points this game. Packers laying 4.5, or do you like the Lions as the underdog?
Definitely going to stick with Green Bay.
I think that's the right choice. They're going home. They just beat the Cowboys. They're riding high. So you have the Giants, you have the Packers, and then Lotus, the one that everyone out there is waiting to hear. The Eagles and the Vikings Sunday right here on WIP. The Vikings are favored by 3.5. The Eagles are underdogs in this game on the road. Are you feeling good about the Eagles, or do you think this is a tough spot against the Vikings? What's your pick?
I think it'll be an interesting matchup. They'll have some tough plays to make, but they'll absolutely take it away. On the Vikings. They'll definitely take it.
All right. So we got the Eagles, the Giants, and the Packers. And Lotus, are you and your colleagues there, are you guys talking over at work about how bad Tucker is at picking games? Is that happening?
Kind of joking about it here and there.
Yeah, I mean, you're beating the guy from WIP. It's kind of sad, Tucker.
It's kind of wild that I'm one of the hot topics over at Cheerleaders.
That is something I never expected. All right, Tucker, your turn. Let's get your picks here. Tonight, Giants, Patriots. Lotus took the Giants. Who do you got, Tucker?
I'll take the Patriots. Even though that line is huge, the Giants have no offensive firepower. They're missing Evan Ingram. They're missing Saquon Barkley. They're missing Sterling Shepard. And they're going against a pass defense that hasn't allowed a touchdown all year. I'll take the Patriots and the points.
Wow, what a What a really bold pick going Tom Brady against a terrible Giants team. All right, game number two, Tucker. Lions-Packers, Monday night. Packers minus 4.5.
I'll take the Lions.
Ooh.
I don't know if the Lions win, but I think they keep it close.
Okay, so you guys are opposite there. And then we have Sunday, 105, the Eagles at the Vikings.
I'll take the Eagles in that. I'm not afraid of Kirk Cousins at all. Last week or 2 weeks ago, there was a big issue where his wide receivers were calling him out because he couldn't throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, that did happen.
I think the Eagles are starting to hit their stride. I think they take this one.
All right, Lotus. So you guys are on the opposite of the Lions-Packers, and you're the opposite of the Giants-Patriots. Lotus, good luck. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk to you soon here on Tucker vs. the Dancer.
All right, thank you.
There she goes, Lotus from Cheerleaders, Philadelphia's premier gentlemen's club. Tucker, I got to say, you got to pick it up. 2-4. I mean, as soon as it's going to become a laughing matter. Like, it's one thing, you know, a couple weeks, small sample size. This is the third week we're picking games.
I mean, Spike has already warned me about my job security. So I think if things don't turn around this week, yeah, I'll be called in early for a meeting or two
next
week.
Well, if there's anything that can get you canned around here, it's being wrong about sports, right?
Exactly.
None of us are ever wrong about anything.
No, you have to be right 100% of the time.
Yes. All right, so there's...
Or at least right more often than... The lovely ladies over at Cheerleaders.
Well, that's personal thing. You should be embarrassed about this. All right, Tucker versus the Dancer. We'll do it again next week, and we're gonna keep tally of these picks. I'm gonna check to make sure Tucker's not, making up these lines or these numbers or standings. I have to check on this. I will. We'll come back. We'll have Stucky from the Action Network. He joins us every week. Talk about the NFL, the Eagles, week number 6 now in the NFL. Stucky from the Action Network joins us next to talk some football. 888-729-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP. 741 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker, who probably needs some help here. Maybe Stucky can help him with his NFL picks. We also have Sue Schilling on the updates. And now we're going to bring on Stucky from the Action Network. Grew up listening to WIP. And now he joins us each week on the evening show to talk some NFL. I'm sure we'll get into other stuff as the year goes on. But NFL week number 6. Stucky, how you doing tonight, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing well and excited here for what looks like an interesting one. Let's start with tonight, and then we'll get towards the NFC and the birds and all that. But tonight, man, the Patriots are favored by 17.5. I would have loved to see this matchup more if the Giants actually had a couple of weapons out there to see if their young quarterback could actually compete against a great defense. Before we get into the game, Stucky, the Patriots defense, with a lot of comparisons out there to the great defenses ever based on the numbers they've put up. Do you think that they're that good, or do you think it's based more on their schedule and who they've beat up on so far?
I think it's probably a little bit in between. I mean, for my money right now, they're probably the best defense in the NFL. It all starts with their secondary. They have three corners, elite corners, that can cover, and that allows them to do, and they have great safeties, too, even when Chung's out with Harmon. And that allows them to do so much from a scheme perspective, which you know they're brilliant at, with their front six or seven. So it all really does start with their secondary, but you know some of the numbers are obviously inflated for who they've played. I mean, they beat one team besides the Bills, who they barely beat in an offensive struggle. Their combined wins, their other wins, I think, are one. So, but this defense is excellent, and this Patriots team is more like your early 2000, mid 2000 Patriots Super Bowl teams. Defense first. The offense is nowhere close to as explosive as it's been. You know, some of that's due to Antonio Brown, N'Keal Harry, their first-round draft picks out, some offensive line injuries. But it is a defense-first team, and it's a defense that's good enough to win the Super Bowl.
Stucky, there's some stories out there early in the season. The Patriots defense is certainly one of them, and the other one resides in the NFC. Now, they had a bye week, so maybe we haven't talked about them as much as other teams because they 1 week they didn't play. But that's the 49ers. They're still undefeated. They beat up the Browns on Monday Night Football. And I thought they'd be much better this year just because they're healthier and they have the quarterback back, but I didn't think they would look this good. What do you make of San Francisco, and should we start talking about them as, you know, a team near the top of the NFC and maybe a team that will stay there?
Yeah, look, in a wide-open NFC, the 49ers deserve to at least be in the discussion. You know, that defense is much improved. It's going to come down to their safety play, the corner opposite of Sherman, which was really suspect all last year, and it's been a lot better. Witherspoon's out right now, their one corner spot, but their secondary is playing a lot better. Their defensive line is elite. I mean, and Eagles fans know this. I mean, they just get so much pressure, and it can change a game, disrupt an offense. And, you know, Shanahan with his scheme and, you know, Kittle, and it's their weapons on the outside need to develop a little more, but this team should be in the discussion. Now, this week I think they're going to have some trouble after losing Juszczyk for a couple weeks, he's so important to that offense. And they'll be without both offensive tackles. Staley was already out. They lost their right tackle now. They'll have a rookie and then a kid from the Allianz Football League in there this week on a short week. But once they get fully healthy, yeah, the 49ers deserve to be in the discussion in what looks like a wide-open NFC.
It does, and that, Stucky, that's why, despite the Eagles' struggles early, that it, you know, it would have been silly to give up, and they're still going to have a chance to be everything they want to be because the NFC is wide open, the division is wide open. What do you make of what we saw last week from the Eagles? I find it hard to take a lot out of that game, even though the defensive line finally showed up and put up 10 sacks because it was the Jets. Do you take a lot out of what we saw from the Eagles last week? You'd almost kind of push it aside and say, you know, we'll start viewing them as what they are from now forward.
Absolutely nothing. I mean, look, Luke Falk might go down if he never starts another game as the worst quarterback in NFL history. He also was thrown into a horrible situation in Philly against that D-line, and he wasn't taking first-team reps all week. Darnold was, and then Darnold didn't start. But Falk had, he finished with a 10 QBR, I think, a 10.1 QBR. So I can't really take much of it because what this Eagles season is going to come down to, in my opinion, once they're healthy on offense, the offense is as good as anyone in the NFC. The defensive line, the run defense is elite. It's all going to come down to their secondary. You know, once you get into the playoffs, assuming they get there, which I think they do, that's why I'm interested to see what Schwartz does this week against the Vikings. You know, a run-first team, no one really runs on the Eagles, but what are they going to do on the? Do they keep safeties deep with against Thielen and Diggs? Are they going to just try leave them out in the islands and hope they pressure Cousins? That's the chess match I want to watch. Can the Eagles create enough pressure on Cousins to not allow those receivers to get open downfield? Because no one really runs on the Eagles. But yeah, in regards to that Jet game, I don't really take much out of it. I want to just see this Eagles secondary if they're not going to add any pieces, how they're developing and how they're playing. Because once they get into the playoffs, that, I think, is going to make or break their season.
Stucky from the Action Network joining us here talking Eagles in Week 6 in the NFL. Stucky, I want to ask you about the Eagles' approach on offense and kind of their personality on offense. And look, when Deshaun gets back, things could change and they could open it up more. But right now, the analogy I would use, Stucky, is almost like watching a singles-hitting team in baseball that it relies on timely hitting. They don't make big plays down the field. They are unbelievable on third down. And over the next six games, they face six of the best nine third-down defenses. Do you think the way they are playing on offense is sustainable?
No, they need more explosiveness in the offense in order to, you know, get where I think Eagles fans want to get to. Now, part of that is supposed to be DeSean Jackson, who's a missing piece. So when he comes back, hopefully that's the missing link. And then once you add that explosive aspect to your offense, it'll start to then open up everything else underneath even more, the running game. You know, I think that Sanders and the running game is going to get better. The offensive line, I think, is there. They just need to hit the holes a little more. But once they add that explosive piece, which I think this offense is still missing, and you hope that DeSean Jackson gets healthy and adds that, it'll open up everything else. And, you know, so I think the offense isn't there yet, but the potential is there when healthy.
Stucky joining us here from the Action Network. All right, let's run around a couple games here. We'll go to this one first, when we're kind of dancing around. Eagles, Vikings on Sunday. Minnesota -3.5. It feels like a toss-up game to me. I mean, that half point might swing me towards the Eagles, and maybe they'll finish this thing and find a way to win it. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, it's at 3. It's, you know, essentially the perfect line to me. I won't touch it at 3.5. The Eagles become a little more enticing if it's +3.5, -110, flat. You know, because really I think it's all going to – the Minnesota defense is excellent. And, you know, without that explosive threat that Philly's missing right now, I think Minnesota can have some success on defense against the Eagles. So what this comes down to is that chess match that I just referred to, in that can the Eagles get enough pressure to, you know, negate the advantage that Minnesota might have on the outside with Diggs and Thielen against their corners? Or does, you know, Schwartz not bring as much pressure? Does he, you know, keep, does he play more too high? So the Vikings offensive line is really bad. So this chess match is really fascinating in Minnesota. Who can hold up more? The offensive line for Minnesota or the Eagles secondary? Because I don't think Minnesota is going to be able to run. But it's a fascinating chess match football game from a line perspective. Not much value.
One of the games that it feels like a primetime game, but it's a 1 o'clock on Sunday, is the Texans at the Chiefs. Andy Reid, and you know, he had a chance to win number 200 last week. They obviously lost and got upset at home by Indianapolis. Mahomes looked mortal last week. Two of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL. What do you think about this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to try and bet it, but it just comes. It, so much of it comes down to Mahomes' ankle and his health. You saw that. I mean, their offensive line is banged up. Their defense is miserable. I mean, anyone is going to be able to move the ball on the Chiefs. But if Mahomes is mobile and he's fully healthy, even if you have some offensive line injuries, he's going to compensate for that. He's going to create. He's going to move. He's going to create his own length. He can back up and fire the ball off his back foot. But you saw without that, even against the Colts team that was missing both safeties, Leonard, everybody, their offense just came to a screeching halt because Mahomes not being able to move around really limits that offense. And you saw how valuable his mobility is. So, you know, it's without knowing how healthy he is, I can't really bet it because I know that the Texans are going to score on the Chiefs. But if Mahomes is healthy, that Texans secondary is very questionable. The Chiefs should move the ball and score well, as they usually do. Tyreek Hill might be back. So there's just so many injury questions. The line has come down to 4 as a result. I think that's about right. Too much guessing for me to get involved.
You know, I always am interested now in all this in NFC versus NFC games, Stucky, because I think we're heading towards a year where there could be 7 or 8 or 9 teams in the NFC that finish around 10 wins, and that means tiebreakers are going to decide everything. Detroit at Green Bay. Green Bay bounced back in a big way last week with a win over Dallas. Detroit with a bye last week. What do you think? Do you buy the Lions here? I mean, they came here in Philadelphia, and they impressed the heck out of me.
Yeah, no, it's interesting you bring that up, how important every game is. And you know, so you could have a team that realistically misses the playoffs that easily could go to the Super Bowl if they got in. And, you know, because it's so wide open and there's so many teams that are clustered, I am a buyer in the Lions. You know, they're coming off a bye. They're getting healthier on the defensive line. The Packers injury report today, I think there was 20 guys listed on it. It's a great spot for the Lions, who have beat the Packers like 4 times in a row, but I don't throw too much weight into that. The Packers have had a bunch of backup quarterbacks for some of those games. But the Lions are legit. You know, their defensive line is legit. Their interior, their offensive line is really solid. They have weapons on the outside. You know, they have guys that can cover on the outside. They're going to play a ton of cover one, and man, it's Patricia from the Belichick era, and they have the guys that can cover. They can get after the quarterback. So I think the Lions are more so than the Bears. You know, the Bears had their offense is just so bad. I think the Lions are a legit threat, and I took them +4.5 against Green Bay. It's a good spot for the Lions. I think it's a really close game, especially against just a really banged up Green Bay team.
Yeah, that'll be a fun team, Monday Night Football. Stucky, I appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy Week 6, and we'll do this again next week.
Absolutely. Have a good weekend, guys.
There we go. Stucky from the Action Network joining us here, talking about Week 6 in the NFL. Yeah, there's some good ones and some big ones in the NFC. All right, coming up next, we'll have Thursday Night Football right here on WIP, the Giants and the Patriots. We'll see the Giants rookie quarterback against Bill Belichick, as big of a mismatch as you'll see in the NFL this week. So that's coming up next. And tomorrow, of course, I'll be here at 6 o'clock. We'll react to what should be it's a must-watch, must-listen-to press conference with the Phillies tomorrow. Their decision, how they go about explaining what they did, and why it is that Gabe Kapler is the one that is no longer here, but the front office is. So I can't wait tomorrow to hear what the Phillies have to say. Klentak and McPhail and John Middleton, who really has to explain to us the process that went into just removing Gabe Kapler and leaving everybody else, you know, that matters in place. So that is tomorrow. They will talk tomorrow afternoon. We'll react to it tomorrow night and get ready for what is the start of a gigantic trip for the Eagles. Minnesota, Dallas, and Buffalo. We'll do all that coming up tomorrow night. So we have Thursday Night Football up next on WIP, the Giants and the Patriots. You guys stay tuned, and I will talk to you tomorrow night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.